Thank you and good morning. A Eureka man ended up wet and cold and suffering from exposure after he and a second man ran from a traffic stop in El Dorado County on Saturday morning. 30-year-old Tristan Crossland of Eureka, who was also on parole, and 32-year-old Hayfork resident Derek Dion, who had four warrants out in his name, were stopped by a Fish and Wildlife warden in El Dorado County, and they fled the scene on foot. The two men managed to elude pursuers by fleeing through a snow-filled canyon and then across an icy river. More law enforcement assets were called in, including the El Dorado County SWAT team and the search and rescue team, and they spent several hours tracking the men down after they had called 911 and reported they were in severe distress due to the cold. Both men surrendered to the SWAT team and were found to be suffering from hypothermia and frostbite, and they were taken in for medical treatment before being booked into county jail. The Sheriff's Office continues its investigation into the circumstances that led to the death of a man whose body was found near Alder Point Road last week. The Sheriff's Office received a 911 call, and the caller, who was walking their dog in the 700 block of Alder Point Road, reported they had discovered the body of an adult male. The coroner's office and sheriff's deputies responded to the scene, and they recovered the body, but no identification has been made of yet. Officials with the Redway Community Services District informed customers who get their drinking water from the district that it's not necessary to boil the water before they consume it. The trouble arose last week when it was suspected that some untreated river water had gotten into the water supply, and residents were told to boil water from the 19th onward. Consecutive water tests done 24 hours apart showed no contamination and that the district's water supply was unaffected and safe to drink. If residents have any concerns or questions, they are urged to contact the services district. State Senator Mike McGuire and State Assembly Member Jim Wood will be at the Mateel Community Center on Friday from 4 until 7 p.m. to host a public forum regarding the new medical marijuana laws that went into effect on the 1st. The forum will be co-hosted by Supervisor Estelle Fennell and will include experts from Fish and Wildlife, Food and Agriculture, the Sheriff's Office, and the Regional Water Control Board, among others. The forum will allow residents to hear directly from the regulatory agencies that will govern the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana. The Sequoia Park Zoo's Conservation Advisory Committee wants to give you money. That is, if you are interested in projects that are in line with the zoo's overall mission and have a direct impact on wildlife or habitat in the region. Grant requests for projects focused on conservation efforts are due by Friday the 29th, and support is limited to those projects that can be completed in a year. Total grant compensation is limited to $1,250, and this marks the fifth consecutive year the zoo has issued the conservation grants. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. After more than 2 hours of deliberation, the Eureka City Council voted 3-2 last week to declare a shelter crisis in the city as elected officials and department heads continue to search for solutions in dealing with a sizable transient and homeless population. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has been at the forefront of the city's efforts to clear out campsites and greenbelt areas in the city, and he says many of those campsites have been removed.
Well, homeless, I think, is obviously the biggest issue on most people's minds. The city manager put together a good plan. It was agreed upon by all of the department heads to move forward in a systematic fashion, which was good. I think that we need sound policies. So we're moving forward with that, and we're reducing the footprint out behind the Bayshore Mall. We've gone from 140 tents, quote, to down to about 84.
It's unclear what a declaration of a shelter crisis actually means, but as it's currently worded, it does give the city some flexibility as to where people will be housed. Mills said that there are no overnight solutions and that many people who need shelter have been housed and that things are looking up.
One nonprofit has housed over 40, and we have been working with MIST and the MIST team to get people into housing, and we've seen in the neighborhood of another 35, 40 go. So I think people are getting housed. It's taking time, but we're moving in the right direction. I think there's some good momentum.
The city continues to partner with the county on addressing housing as well, but there's still plenty of work to be done. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.